Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Welcome, everybody. This is the first episode ever of Thinks Out Loud, our new podcast, or my new podcast here at Tim Peter Thinks. And I know some of you are probably wondering, well, why a podcast? Why are you doing this now after you've had the blog for so long and after you've been writing for so long? Why are you trying something different? As many of you are aware who've been reading the blog at timpeter.com/blog for any amount of time, I'm a big believer in a methodology that I call core and explore, right? You've got your core activities that you do all the time that work well, that you get the right kind of return on, and then you should test new things. You should explore new things. For me, I'm trying to build on the success of the blog, right? My blog generates a lot of traffic. It brings in a lot of people to the website every single month. And this is a way to build on the success of that and learn how to do something new, explore a new area for fairly low cost and for fairly little effort. So that's what I'm going to be doing over the next handful of weeks and months, is trying out podcasting and see how it works for my business. Now, my business is built on four key areas. I consult, I write, I speak, and I teach. And really, this podcast is designed to build on each of those, sort of extend what I'm doing today from a speaking standpoint, from a writing standpoint, from a consulting standpoint, to go ahead and build on those and use content, present it in a new format, learn more about how people are exploring this information and learning things, and grow from that, right? Just build on what's already working. So that's really what Core and Explore is about. You start with something that works, and then you build on it. To do that, I want to hear from you. We've got a new email address for the podcast specifically. It is podcast@timpeter.com. That's podcast@timpeter.com. And I want to hear any suggestions you have, any questions you have, things you'd like to know more about in terms of how you do your marketing, in terms of how you can learn more about marketing more effectively and more efficiently using the internet. So please do reach out to us, and we'll have a link to that email address in the show notes. Now let's go ahead and look at some news. You know, I don't know if you've heard, but Apple actually introduced their brand new iPhone, the iPhone 5, the other day. Response to it has been, pretty great, right? There are people, as you might expect, who think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and there are some people who think, oh, well, it's all the Apple fanboys getting really excited about something that's not that innovative, right? It's not that much better than, say, the Samsung Galaxy 3 or what have you. Now, I'm not a geek guy in terms of, oh, you've got to have the best hardware or you've got to have the latest and greatest. I don't think that's the important point. Here's the important point. There are actually over 600 million Android phones, so things like the Galaxy S3, and Apple phones, iPhones, iPhone 4s, iPhone 4s's, and now the iPhone 5, in the marketplace today, right? People use these smartphones every day to accomplish the tasks that they care about, to do the things that they want to do. And I think that's really important. I think that's really critical, because customers don't go online anymore. They are online. They're carrying the internet in their pocket with them everywhere they go. Long-time readers of the blog will have heard me talk about this in the past, but it's something that's really, really critical and a real change in the way your customers may be interacting with your content. For instance, Facebook has had this big decline. Business Insider had an article the other day, which again I'll link to in the show notes, that talks about the fact that Facebook is seeing a real decline among younger users in their use of Facebook from the desktop. And it's not completely offset by mobile, though a lot of it is also offset by mobile, right? So people are shifting away from some sites on the desktop into mobile, or in some cases, they're shifting away from those sites altogether. That's a huge, huge change in the way customers interact and behave these days. For instance, I gave a talk at HSMAI the other day, which is a sales and marketing organization for the hospitality industry. And what I talked about specifically was this big shift in mobile and tablet use up when people shop and when people buy, and actually a decline in the use of desktop computers. That's a really fundamental difference in terms of how you're going to market your internet, market on the internet going forward. And I want to use that as a jumping off point for this week's tip, right? So one of the things I plan to do in each episode of the podcast is give you a tip on how you can build your internet marketing more successfully. And the first tip I want to give is to think about why. Think about what's the reason for what you're doing. What's your goal that you're trying to achieve? right? When you do something new, when you try an internet marketing campaign, whether it's paid search, whether it's natural search, whether it's email marketing or growing your email list, or one of my favorites, people talk about driving more traffic to their website. The question I would ask is, why are you doing that, right? What's the reason behind that? Because traffic is great, but traffic that's only designed to grow your traffic without thinking about what the purpose of that traffic is, the reason why you want those people to come, isn't necessarily going to do you any good. So let me give you a for instance. Content marketing is a huge component of the way I grow my business. I blog both on my site. I blog on the Biznology site, Mike Moran's Biznology at biznology.com. I blog for the Rutgers Center for Management Development blog at cmd.rutgers.edu. These are all places where I try to grow my business and talk about things that matter to my customers or potential customers to get them to come and find out more about me. One of the questions that I have is, as people shift to mobile, does their consumption of content change? Are they more inclined to read, or are they more inclined to, say, listen to audio or watch a video? One of the things I'm trying to find out is this podcast a more effective way or a newly effective way to reach customers who I wasn't reaching before? Do they have an alternate consumption pattern of content? I really care about that. And it offers one more reason why I'm now doing a podcast. So you see how that all plays together? If it doesn't make sense to you, by all means, please do reach out to me. I want to hear about this. Remember, we've got podcast@timpeter.com. I'd love to hear your questions. I'd love to hear your thoughts on how what you thought of this episode, what you think I should be talking about, and if you have any questions about any of that. So that's it for this week's episode. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. I want to thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Please keep checking back because we're going to keep doing this every week, at least for the next little while, to see how it goes. And I look forward to hearing your comments and any questions you have. You can leave those on the blog itself at timpeter.com/blog or email me at podcast@timpeter.com. With that, I hope you have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your week.